Morning, guys at State Grid Brazil. Today is Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Have you heard of Demoiselle? Well, we already told you a little bit about Santos Dumont here in our podcast. And it's also part of the life of this inventor who's considered the father of aviation for Brazilians. 111 years ago, Santos Dumont broke the shortest takeoff record with his Demoiselle, a small plane considered the first ultralight plane in the world. In French, Demoiselle means miss, but also dragonfly. Therefore, the perfect name for the little plane, which had a certain grace and even resembles to the insect.
Voir, voir, subir, subir.
Santos Dumont had already been successful with the 14 bis, but started to dedicate himself to the Demoiselle project. The inventor was persistent and disciplined, and studied his flaws, seeking continuous improvement, qualities that go hand in hand with professionalism. It took 2 years and 9 months for the Demoiselle to take flight in 1909 in Paris. In his record of September 16, 1909, he took off at 60 meters and made a flight of 10 minutes and 27 seconds. Santos Dumont used to say, "Inventors are like nature, they don't leap. Professionalism is step by step, without leaps, a rule that still serves to guarantee everyone's safety." Today is also a very important day for the air we breathe. In 1987, the Montreal Protocol was signed by several countries, a commitment to end the use of chemicals that deplete the ozone layer. For this reason, September 16 is considered the International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. It's always good to remember that without it, there would probably be no life on Earth. And look how cool, in China, the Wollongong Sun, the largest monitoring station for ozone and other gases that cause heating in the atmosphere, is located on a hill.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
And with the Beatles, now it's time to say happy birthday to Cássio Lima in the Ribeirão Preto substation, Erika Silveira in the Furnas substation, Jefferson Fonseca in the Paracambi substation, Michele Silveira in accounting, and Hui Jen Lee in budget, both from Rio. Tomorrow it will be Alderico Braga Jr. of the Pirapora 2 substation, Francisco Souza from the Milagres substation, Annie Luise Pereira in the Environment Department, and Thiago Santos in the Operation Division in Rio. That's all for now. Tomorrow, at coffee break, we'll talk a little bit about insomnia. And we'll still have a surprise at the end of the day. Don't miss it. Our podcast will be back next Friday. Thank you for listening. All the content of the Your Energy's Essential campaign is on the website www.sgcomvc.com.br. This podcast is a special production for all employees of State Grid Brazil.